Oh, yeah. It's alphabet soup on the Anfield wrap. It was going to be the letter Q, but, you know, what can we do with that? Maybe one. We'll come to it. It's Dan Morgan. It's Olivia Graham. It's Andy Heaton. And it's Mike Kearney. We're going to do R as well as Q here. So, obviously, if you've never listened to this before, you'll have no idea what I'm going on about. But essentially, we take a letter from the alphabet. We discuss all things football and City related. To Liverpool, and start with a player or two, I think.
I have got a cue, though.
Have you?
If you want to go.
I've got a cue as well.
I've got loads of cues.
That isn't the Queen.
The Queen's in entry. Tyson Fury bailing into there like the other day.
It's a mad pub, that anyway, you know.
Sorry, what?
It's a mad pub, that anyway. Like,
yeah. Don't you know about this?
No, go ahead.
No, so basically it was the Tyson, that he's doing some like promotional tour or something, and he'd obviously had a gig in Liverpool, and he just bounced into the Queen's in Aintree for a pint the other day, went to bog, took his shirt off and come out topless, and was sat there chatting to everyone for about 45 minutes. Apparently he was sound, spoke to everyone, signed autographs and whatnot, and then just got off. There's pictures of it all in the Echo and online and all that stuff, and I just think, like, as a character, he's mad, but only only in Liverpool, yeah. And Mike's right, it's of all the boozers as well, it's one of the maddest gaffes in the world.
Yeah, he pops up in some mad places. He was running through Crocky, where I grew up, about 18 months ago. Just a load of kids chasing him with like selfies and that. Mad, yeah. He pops up in some really really mad places. Yeah, where is that pub, by the way?
Aintree.
By the racecourse, essentially. You come out the racecourse, and it's one of the first pubs you'll see when you come out the racecourse and go for a little bit of a walk anyway.
The obvious whereabouts in the Aintree joke, you've got to squeeze in there as well.
Anyway. Yes, nicely done. Go ahead, very, very, very straightforward question then, Olivia. Is Andy Robbo Liverpool's greatest ever left-back?
Oh, I'm by the bias. Essentially, any question I get asked about the best Liverpool anything, I'm like, oh, it's Defo Andy Robbo.